This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her family paid their last respects to Prince Philip at a funeral celebrating his naval past, international heritage, and 7 decades of service. The 94-year-old queen dressed in black with a white-trimmed black mask. She stood alone as her husband of 73 years was lowered into the royal vault in a service Saturday attended by senior royals, including heir to the throne Prince Charles and his sons Princes William and Harry. The queen sat by herself in the chapel during the ceremony at Windsor Castle, separated from her children and grandchildren due to strict COVID-19 rules during the private yet televised funeral over a week after the death of the 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh. Philip's naval cap and sword lay atop the coffin, with Britain pausing a sunny Saturday afternoon for a national minute of silence before the funeral. Both Iran and China are reporting progress in talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Tehran's chief negotiator says there are common views and work could begin on proposals after a Saturday meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal. Iran has breached many of the deal's restrictions on its nuclear activities in response to U.S. withdrawal from the accord and the return of recent sanctions under former U.S. President Donald Trump. A second round of talks began just days ago in Vienna, but have been complicated by an explosion last week at Iran's main uranium enrichment facility. Tehran says the blast was an act of sabotage by Israel and on Saturday named a suspect. Israel has not formally commented on the incident. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is